This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I'm talking to my buddy, my friend, and kind of a prayer warrior together. We've done some praying, and man, the guy can sing. It's Danny Gokey.
What's up, Melissa?
Hey.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I always get excited talking to you, friend, because we've talked for many years and about what God's doing, how he's moving, and how we're trusting him for greater things. And I know you're coming this week. On Thursday, you're going to be at this conference for pastors and lay people talking about mental health and how to be better at that, more effective. Why are you interested in that?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that they reached out to me because they knew that I had some history with it and had, you know, I've been a little bit vocal about some things, and they knew enough to say, hey, how about we bring him in and have to talk about his experience? And so I'm going to come in there and just share with what God has shown me in those dark places, you know, because God has, he always has a word of hope for people.
Yes.
And he always has an answer. And I think that's the key thing we have to remember, is that we don't have to stay stuck, even though if we feel like there's no hope. Mm. You know, God is the God of hope.
Yes.
And so we must always go back to the source, but be willing to change and be correctable. Because a lot of times, not every time, but a lot of times it has to do with our own understanding leading us to those dark places at time, or maybe things that have happened outside of our control that really have made us come to conclusions of pain and hurt and disappointments.
Right. And I was just reading about this because I've been talking about mental health issues and how we can help people. And for people to understand, it's not your fault. It's not that you did something wrong, that someone can be smiling and still struggle with mental health issues. It's something that kind of takes over and makes you feel different and act different. How do you help someone that feels like it's their fault and understand it's not?
Well, I think one of the greatest things that we can do is that we can give ourselves grace. Isn't it easy to go and give grace to someone else who's in a struggle? We can give them a word of encouragement, or we can try to help them. But when we look at our own self, I think a lot of times we look at ourselves through the eyes of our weaknesses, the eyes of our flaws. And I think that can get in the way. We got to be gracious with ourselves. And because, you know, the Bible says to love our neighbor as ourselves. So if we don't neglect ourselves, we love our neighbors. And it includes loving ourselves. And sometimes loving ourselves is looking at us through the lens of how God looks at us. And so be easy on yourself. And, and here's one of the biggest things I can say is don't ignore the pain.
Come on.
Pain is a symptom and a sign that something is out of order, so to speak. So one of the things that you have to do is you have to say, all right, there is some pain going on. And if I just kind of push it down, feelings buried alive never die. So it's going to come back up in a new way. And so come up with a plan to kind of deal with the pains and the hurts.
Yeah, so that's so good, Danny. You're going to be talking and being a part of this conference, Look Up Conference for Pastors and Lay People on Thursday at the Grand Wayne Center. If you want to know more about it, it's on our website, star883.com. And also on this conversations link that you can listen to this back again. But Danny, you're also going to be singing, doing a concert, I see, at the Reinhardt Music Center at the auditorium there on Purdue Fort Wayne campus, a great auditorium. What are you doing Thursday night?
So Thursday night, me and the band are coming through and we're doing a full concert. So in the afternoon, I'm speaking at the conference. In the evening, we're bringing a full show. I'm bringing the full band. I bring the horns. We dance, we sing, we worship. I mean, the band is funky. But, I mean, we bring that soul.
Yes.
And, but we bring a whole spectrum. It's worship and it's just fun. If anyone's ever seen us, you know, we cover the Temptations up on stage.
You do. I mean, you're one of the most fun people. I love to hear Danny Gokey and hear your band. And I know we've had you on our Star Stage before, and we hope to have you back. But if you're just needing some encouragement, some great music, Danny's the way to go this Thursday night. That's also on our events page. You can find out about that concert and tickets. And Danny, we love you. We appreciate you, and we'll always be supportive of you. Thank you for what you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, Melissa. And I can't wait to come to town this Thursday.
Yay. Everything you need to know on my conversations link, star883.com. And also just click on our events page for the concert.